Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer, to get all the latest updates on the show. You know, Dave, I should have asked Leo when we had him on when we were having another cigar night. Hey, Leo, if you're listening, and I know you are, when are we having another cigar night? When are we getting together? Call me, Leo. You got the studio line number. Call in. I want to know when we're getting together and having another COVID spreader cigar night. That's what I mean. When are we going to get together and sit around and talk politics and smoke cigars? And it is cigars. But we should do that, a tribute to Rush. We'll sit around and we'll smoke cigars. Leo Delpadang, call back in. I want to know when we're going to have another cigar night. Yeah, speaking of Rush, that promo, Dave, that was brutal.
Yes. There's a couple, that one and there's another one that I heard driving the other day, and I'm like, I almost need to pull over. I mean, it's so well done.
Yeah. That, you know? With the music in the background, yes. To love me for. I mean, that was just, gosh, that's painful to listen to that. Don't put that on. I mean,
well, we're paying tribute to Rush.
I know we're paying tribute to Rush, but my wife already gives me a hard time for being a softie.
Yeah.
You're going to get me, you know, people think I'm this mean and I'm hard and I poke fun at people. I'm just a squishy marshmallow. And, you know, I'm just a big old softie.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
But seriously, I mean, that got me choked up.
It's well done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was painful. Logan, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Oh, is this Logan from earlier? Logan, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
What's up, John? It's good to be back, man.
Now, yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you called back in because, you know, we were up against that hard break there at the top of the hour, and I was hoping that you might call back in because we didn't really get a whole lot of time to talk about stars. You know, we're talking about the Sedgwick County Teenage Republicans, and yeah, I mean, I don't have any 18-year-old grandkids yet, and I'm not old enough to have 18-year-old kids, but thank goodness I'm not old enough to have 18-year-old grandkids. But if any of the listeners have teenagers or teenage grandkids, this organization, folks, phenomenal group, whether they're interested in politics or not, they should really check you guys out. Because you guys do a whole lot of stuff, and it's not just about politics. I mean, I'm sure you guys do talk about it, but this is, if nothing else, it's more just about fellowshipping with people who are like-minded. And, I mean, it's just, if nothing else, it's also a safe environment where they're not going to be exposed to things that you wouldn't want your kids exposed to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things, I was talking to a youth group leader, and he talked about how they've been completely shut down. And I said, well, you know what? This is perfect because things like that, you know, as you say, fellowship, that's necessary to growing up. I mean, that's necessary to life. And so many of those things have been taken away. And so for us to have stars, like you said, we went to Chicken and Pickle. We rented out three courts. We had free food. I mean, that's living the dream. That's living the high school dream. And it's just an opportunity to get some of that stuff back. I mean, I've just recently been able to go to my high school basketball games. We haven't had dances. We've had so many social things taken away from our lives that this is by far a great way to get it back.
Well,
and not only that, but community-wise, it's a great way to serve the community. It's a great opportunity in those two ways.
When you say the free food, I know that you guys, the nice thing is this is another opportunity for those who are interested in politics to give back as well. That event was sponsored by Wink Hartman. I know that he donated, and you know he's not running for anything. He just wanted because he's been involved in the community, and so he likes supporting causes that he believes in. You guys, we're going to help you. The John Whitmer Show is going to work with you. We're working on an event right now to do a paintball event coming up here sometime in April, right? The John Whitmer Show is going to sponsor that. We're going to get together and have an event. By the way, I just should let you know here for the record that once we get on the field, no quarter will be given. I just want to make sure you understand that. Okay, Logan, just making sure you understand.
And that's going to be reciticated, John.
No. Just making sure that you understand that, there will be, I mean, we're friends now, but once we're on the field, then,
You're going to treat me like a liberal.
I will. That's a nice way of putting it. You will be treated like the liberal target that you are. So, but things like this is, I like that. Maybe we should invite the Democrat now because they won't want to engage in it. They will feel it as microaggression or something. But this is the fun. I mean, and that's if you're looking to have your kids get involved and maybe learn something along the way. I think STARS is a great way to do that.
Yep.
And who knows? Absolutely. They might learn something. They might get the political bug, or they may just have some opportunity to fun and fellowship. We kind of were up against it in the last hour. If folks want some more information about STARS, give us that contact information one more time.
Okay, so they can look me up on it's on Facebook, Sedgwick County Teenage Republicans, and then my email is loganpatrick64@icloud.com. Again, that's loganpatrick64, no caps, no space, no nothing, @icloud.com. Today's my 18th birthday, actually, and to the listeners that are tuned in right now, the thing I want for my birthday is for as many of you possible to help America today, right? I mean, you said earlier that the time is not to vote the right way. It's not to listen. The time is to act. So to everybody listening, this can be your opportunity right here. We all know somebody. We all know some high schooler somewhere. I'm not advertising. I'm imploring. I'm hoping that you guys can get our word out and help us spread. And because it's gone up and down in numbers, and I want this group right now, I've only got a few more months with this left. I'm in my senior year. I want this to be the group that goes up in numbers and it never comes back down. I want this to be the group, that generation, So
Logan, I have a feeling at some point, I'm going to be writing a check to Logan Patrick for X. You're going to be running for office someday, brother. I think you've got big stuff ahead of you, but I appreciate what you're doing, and we're going to help. We're going to do some things with STARS. We're going to have some fun. I want my listeners to get behind you, and I appreciate you, brother. And again, when we're on the paintball field, no quarter, just so that you know. I just make sure you understand.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks again for having me on, man. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome, buddy. Keep up the good work. We're going to have a great show. We've got some phenomenal guests coming up in the next week or two. Want to remind you, you can always go on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page for updates on that. Next week, Todd Starnes is going to be with us. We usually have him on once or twice a year. We're going to have him on next week, talk about some of the stuff that he's been up to, talk to him a little bit about his experiences with Rush Limbaugh and where he's going with his station. So it's going to be great. We'll get our legislative update. We'll keep you updated on what's been going on in Topeka and here in Wichita. Again, thank you for listening. Ditto heads. I'm with you. I feel it. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.